Welcome to Knowles Abroad, a podcast by Florida State University International Programs. My name's Vanessa, and I'm filling in for Hannah this episode.
And I'm Zoe, and we're your hosts. On this podcast, we'll talk about study abroad from the perspective of the students, faculty, staff, and alumni who make it an experience worth sharing. We'll also bring you travel tips and fun facts from around the globe. On today's episode, we talk with Nikki Jamaki, a first-year abroad student studying in London. Nikki is one of IP's brand ambassadors, and she talks about what it's like to create for IP's TikTok. She also talks about some of her favorite things to do in and around London. Let's go to our conversation with Nikki now. Hello! Can you introduce yourself to our listeners?
My name is Nikki. I am from North Carolina. And I'm studying right now in London, and my major is business management.
As an out-of-state student, what made you choose to apply to FSU?
So it's actually a funny story. Over quarantine, my dad, he loves to travel. So we would fly to like a state, and then we'd rent a car and drive like all around. And so one day, I think it was during Thanksgiving weekend, we drove down to Florida and like on the way down, we went to like Georgia, South Carolina, Alabama, and we'd hit as many like colleges as we could and also like state capitals. And it became kind of a game for my dad, just like see how many different colleges and state capitals we could visit. And we went down to Florida State. And when we went there, I immediately like loved the campus. And I actually applied like that day, like while I was just walking around. And I think it was one of the last days to apply before the deadline. And then even after like going to all these other colleges, it's been my favorite and it still is, because I think at the end of the year, my dad put like a collage, like slides together of all the different colleges we'd gone to over quarantine and like all the trips we would take. And it was like 72 colleges. And out of all of them, Florida State like was my favorite. And so I really didn't think I'd get in, but here I am.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Glad that you got in, and that it's amazing that out of 72 colleges, like this was the one that you wanted to go to and then you got in. So that's awesome.
I know. Yeah.
And I love how it was just so involved, the search. Like that sounds so fun to go on a road trip to all the different colleges.
Yeah, it was really fun. It was just so much driving, but it was worth it because I wouldn't have found Florida State if it hadn't been for that.
Absolutely. Okay, so we've heard a little bit about why you chose FSU, but can you tell us how you decided to participate in the first year abroad program?
Yeah, so I actually didn't know about this program until I like got in through the pathways. And when I was like reading through, I saw an option for study abroad a year. And I was between that or the semester, but I knew going into college, I wanted to study abroad at some point. I just didn't know, like, I thought it would be more towards junior or senior year. And so when I found out that they'd give in-state tuition to the out-of-state students if you did a year, I was like, oh, this sounds like a really cool opportunity. And then I also knew a few like family members that studied abroad, and they said they did probably 3 months, so like one semester. And they were like, yeah, I wish I had more time. So I knew that a year would probably be like worth it in the end.
So IP started a brand ambassador program recently. Can you talk a bit about what that is and why you wanted to be a part of it?
Yeah, so basically I saw through the Instagram FSU IP that you guys were going to be having brand ambassadors for the different locations that you have at FSU, and you wanted to like spread the message of studying abroad and like show other students what it's like. And so I thought it would be a cool opportunity to be a part of that and to show other students potentially like what life is like when you study abroad. And yeah.
Do you feel like being a brand ambassador and having to capture content, has that enhanced your experience at all?
Yeah, so I love making videos and like, you know, having that memory to look back on. So I knew like when I'm here, it would be not only beneficial for like other people to like see what it's like, but also like for me to look back on and like remember those moments.
That's awesome. So you kind of touched on this, but like what do you hope to share with other students through the content you create?
I just really want to, through like the videos and the TikToks, hopefully like have like people get a good idea of what it's like to study abroad, and like hopefully that could inspire them to want to also do the same, because I know like when I watch videos or something, like I'll be like, oh, that looks really fun, and then that could motivate me to want to do it.
So what has been the best part of studying abroad so far?
For me, I think it's just being in like a big city and being able to travel, walk around and explore, because like I said, my dad loves to travel. So growing up, I was able to go visit as many like cities and like places. So just walking around here is like so exciting, and you have so many new things that you can see. So that's my favorite part.
Absolutely. London is such an amazing city, and the surrounding area too is really nice. So speaking of that, what are some of your favorite places that you've explored so far?
My favorite places are probably like, I really liked Cornwall. We did a group excursion, and it was towards the beginning of like the semester, and it was super cool just like being able to, we stayed at a hostel. It was our first like overnight excursion, and I actually went back whenever my parents came to visit like a week ago during my fall break. I showed them Cornwall, and then we also went over to the, I think it's like White Cliffs of Dover, and that was super cool as well. You could see Paris like from the cliffs.
As an FYA student, you can change locations for the summer semester. So can you tell us what about your plans?
Yeah, so I obviously the options are Florence and then Valencia, London, and Panama. So I was very in between Florence and Valencia, but I thought with summer being by the beach, Valencia was going to be really nice. And then I actually went to Barcelona, I think 3 years ago, and I really, really liked it. So I haven't been anywhere else in Spain, but I've heard really good things. And even through like other students on Instagram, I've seen them post about Valencia, and it just looks so much like, it looks like so much fun. So the food also really good in Spain. That's my plan. And I actually just applied, I think like a week ago when the application came out for summer.
Nice. That's so exciting. Okay. Well, our last question for you is something that we ask everyone on this podcast. And that's just, what advice do you have for other students who are considering studying abroad?
I'd say just as much as you're probably scared and like you know, it's such a big deal to go out of your comfort zone and like move across the country or across the world, I think taking that risk is going to be so beneficial in the end, because you'll learn so many new things. And even me just being here for 2 months, I feel like I've become way more independent. And also when you go back to like Florida State, the campus, I'll probably feel more comfortable. And so this experience will just open you up to like new cultures, and maybe you'll have a new hobby, which is traveling, and you'll make like new lifelong friends. But yeah, I just say like advice would be to just take the risk. And honestly, I don't think you could ever regret doing something like this, because you do get so many benefits and like opportunities that come with it.
Awesome. Love that advice so much. I think that's really great. And I definitely agree that, you know, it will create a new like hobby for you or a love of traveling, because that's sort of what it's all about, is just experiencing new cultures and going new places and making those friends. So,
For sure.
Well, thank you so much for talking with us today. We hope that you have a great rest of the semester and year abroad.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me on here.
Thanks, Nikki.
Before we disembark, we want to talk about TikTok. As Nikki mentioned, IP is now on TikTok. You can find us there at FSUIP for student-created content featuring everything from what to eat to where to visit while abroad. You'll also get a behind-the-scenes look at what we do around campus.
You can check out all our social media accounts using the handle at FSUIP. We're also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. For student-submitted stories, visit the Knowles Abroad blog at knowlesabroad.international.fsu.edu.
Thanks to Nikki for talking with us today, and thanks to all of you for listening.
This podcast is a production of FSU International Programs. The music for this podcast was composed by John Bartman. Our logo was designed by me, Vanessa Giray, and I also do our sound engineering. Editing, transcription, and research is done by us, Vanessa Giray and Zoe Crook.